Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the 2degrees Precos conference call. All participants will be in listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity to ask questions when prompted. If you should need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I'd now like to hand the conference over to Pranita Dayar. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. On behalf of Liberty 2degrees and Anchor Stockbrokers, I'd just like to welcome you all to the LTD Precos update, and thank you for joining us on the call this morning. Anchor Stockbrokers would also like to thank LTD for providing us with the opportunity to host the call. Just in terms of the order of events, Amelia and José will provide us with the updates on LTD for the last period, and thereafter we will proceed to questions. With that, I'd like to hand over to Amelia.
Thank you, Pranita, and thank you, Anchor, for hosting our call. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. I'm joined by José, our Financial Director, and Gareth, our Investor Relations Director, as well as Simentri, who's the Head of Analysis for LTD. Being Black Friday today, I hope that all of you have done your Black Friday shopping already and have done so at one of our malls. Black Friday remains the biggest shopping day of the year globally, and all our centers are geared to accommodate the foot traffic. From the reports that we've seen this morning already, there are loads and loads of people shopping today. We are pleased to present our Precos operational update. We have seen the current environment being very, very tough, but our portfolio are holding up well, and we've therefore seen this update quality in uncertain times. As you may be aware, the macroeconomic, as you are well aware, the macroeconomic environment has been very, very turbulent, very difficult for consumers, and as a result, we've seen real pressure on lease negotiations over the last few months. It is important that our trading densities remain positive and that we have continued to see some great trading from the quality of tenants that we have. Our efforts to respond through our focus strategy to the environment allows us to remain at the forefront of retail and leisure trade whilst maintaining operational excellence at our centers. To just focus on some of the highlights in our pre-close statement, we focus on the implementation of our strategic building blocks to ensure customers remain engaged in a way that creates memorable experiences. We've achieved positive trading density growth in the retail portfolio at 3%, with Sandton continuing to lead at 8.4% for the period up until the end of September. We continue to achieve very low retail vacancies, with our portfolio at 1.8% and Sandton at 0.6%. We successfully completed the refinancing of 505 million of term debt that was due on 31 October. The refinancing was concluded by our team at improved interest margins, and the average duration of term debt is 3 years. We completed the Sandton City Checkers Hyper upgrade, which included many new offerings that are a first for the Checkers brand, in addition to opening a new flagship store for Sport Scene at Sandton City and the Baby Care Lounge as well. We made good progress with our tenants in implementing a single-use plastic bag policy and also included straws and balloons across the malls. That is in line with our 2030 net zero sustainability target. We've reduced our Eskom exposure to below 4% of total GLA. We've also, during this period, converted the hotel operating agreement to hybrid lease agreements for our Sandton Hotels portfolio, and thereby underpinning the risk that was there in when we were taking risk on operating profits. We've commissioned the catheterization laboratory at MeloMed, making the hospital the leading medical facility in the rural area of Richards Bay. We were awarded 12 footprint marketing awards, including a Spectrum Award at the 2019 South African Council of Shopping Centres annual convention. And today, we're very excited to launch an aquaponic farm district at Eastgate, enabling us to lead smart new technologies and sustainable solutions for food production and security. And I will share a little bit more with this, on this with you later. Looking at our sectoral update, there can be no doubt that the current economic environment negatively impacted on diversions in the retail space. With the current economic sentiment over the last quarter and a leasing environment reshaped by low levels of confidence and tenant strain, we have seen a resultant impact on leasing activity. However, despite the pedestrian growth in the industry at large, our centres continue to achieve positive trading performance. Across the centres and on an average basis over a 12-month rolling period, our trading density growth was as follows. Sandton at 8.4%, as I said, Botshabelo at 12.2%, Nelson Mandela Square at 4.9%, and Liberty Promenade at 3.2%. We did see a slight decline at Eastgate of -2%, and we hope to see the uptick of that and the new tenants that have been introduced in the old Stanford box, as well as in the space that we took back from Exxon, will continue, will now trade for a full year towards the end of the year. We are encouraged by our leasing activities during the period, with just over 32,000 square meters in new leases concluded across the portfolio. Those of you who attended our thought leadership day in October would have seen some of these stores that we showed at Sandton. Sandton to the early stage also introduced and continue to do a number of new tenants before the end of 2019, and we list those in our Bridgeland update that we released this morning. We have placed a strong operational focus to keep delivering these solid results, with specific intent to keep vacancies very low. The overall portfolio vacancy rate of 4.4% has shown a positive movement from 4.6% in June and 3.4% in December last year. The improvement was mainly driven by the leasing in retail, which now has our vacancies at 1.8% from 2.4% in June, and that, we believe, is just giving credit to the great assets that we have in the portfolio. We continue to do a number of things in our strategic building block. We have now rolled out the sign-up system for the camera-based put-down system across our whole portfolio, and that assists us with improving leasing and marketing strategies. We've, over the last while, and you might have seen in the media, introduced a partnership with Zelo that has a shuttle that goes between Sandton and Eastgate every day, and that has been a great addition for both tenants and customers alike. In the Good Spaces area, we've installed reverse vending machines at Sandton City, where customers can now be earning money for bringing their recycling to the centres and really make it part of their daily routine. As I noted earlier, we have partnered with Itches, one of the influential front runners in the aquaponic industry, to bring an aquaponics farm to Eastgate. The concept of aquaponics marries aquaculture and organic farming, and thereby plants and fish are grown together in one integrated system. So you'll be able to come and get your fresh fish and the vegetables that are grown as part of it is supplied to some of the retailers, and customers will also be able to buy some from this eco-friendly, sustainable urban farming solution. We've also launched SNAP Study in September 2019. This is an informational rewards program where you can, through sending copies of your till slips through or a photo of your till slips, you can get access to a range of free SNAP Study online tutorials ranging from school studies, university studies, life skills, social media, and wellness training. And then we continue to have a large number of initiatives in our immersive spaces building block where we create and curate experiences for our customers so that they continue to come to these environments. I'm going to hand over to Jose to talk to us a little bit further on tenant risks and some of the other trends that we see in the portfolio.
Thanks, Amelia. Morning, everyone. We continually identify risk and opportunities in the portfolio to determine actions that may have the greatest impact on our ability to create value in the short and medium term. In the difficult environment we currently face, staying abreast of how tenants are performing and actively engaging tenants that are showing signs of strain allows us to plan better and to put measures in place for risk mitigation. Regarding some of the tenants that have been in the news lately, Forever 21, you would have seen the sense that we put out on the 1st of October 2019, indicating our exposure to the store. This tenant is limited to one store at Nelson Mandela Square and is managed by a franchisee and represents 0.27% of our portfolio GLA, so it's not a significant exposure. The store is currently open and trading as per normal and will close at the end of April 2020. A number of replacement tenants have been identified, as this is a high traffic area in the mall, and we are engaging with all of them to find a replacement to open shortly thereafter. Hamleys went into business rescue in early 2019. The business rescue process has now been concluded, with the new owners being Rand Outfitters and Osbro. We have signed acknowledgement of debt for certain of the arrears at Eastgate and Sandton City, and the stores are currently trading positively over the Christmas, and we anticipate that to improve over the Christmas period. You would have seen an announcement by Tate Holdings regarding Starbucks that they would be selling all of the South African businesses. LTD has exposure to Starbucks at Sandton City, at Eastgate, and at Niagara's Arch. And in total, this amounts to 0.1% of our portfolio GLA. Again, not a significant component of exposure. All of the stores are ever open and trading as per normal, and we are engaging the new owners to better understand their strategy and the potential impact in our portfolio. Offices in our portfolio and more broadly remain a challenge, and we do not anticipate a significant uplift until SA's economic prospects improve. We continue to drive leasing initiatives that we hope will deliver some results soon. The overall vacancy rate for offices in our portfolio as of the end of September was 9.8%, which is still below the SAPOA benchmark rate of 11%. With regard to our hotel exposure, the Sandton hotels are performing well when measured against their peers, but the segment does, however, continue to face significant pressure as a result of the weak economic environment, and we anticipate a little bit more pressure on Garden Court specifically with the anticipated opening of the Signature Luxe across the road. The newly signed hybrid lease agreements enhance our upside participation in the hotels due to the higher rental structure and performance clauses introduced, while better managing our operational risk and downside protection in the assets. I will hand back to Amelia.
Thanks, Jose. In closing, to support our vision and strategy of precinct-focused retail centers, we believe that our focus towards fulfilling our purpose will serve us well in continuing to deliver quality in uncertain times. We are proud of our portfolio's performance, which is in line with the expectations that we communicated in a very challenging retail environment. We continue to see the benefits of implementing our strategy and to deliver us the sustainable growth across our portfolio. The implementation of our leasing strategy and continued engagement with retailers throughout the year have improved the retail vacancy and mitigated tenant risk, allowing us to stay abreast of tenants showing signs of strain. Quality in uncertain times is therefore for us important as we continue to see growth and create value in this environment. We do remain on track to deliver on the distribution expectations that we communicated for this year. We enter into a close period on the 1st of December. Our full year results are due to be released on Monday, 24 February 2020, and we will have a presentation of that at the same time on the same day. Thank you. I'll hand over back to Pranita.
Thanks, Amelia. I'd just like to hand over to the operator for any questions we have on the line, please.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, if you'd like to ask a question, you're welcome to press star then one on your touchtone phone or the keypad on your screen, at which time you'll hear a confirmation tone. Following this process will place you in the question queue. If you decide a question has been addressed and you wish to withdraw your question, you're welcome to press star then two on your touchtone phone to remove yourself from the question queue. Just a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, you're welcome to press star and then one. The first question comes from Louis Kruger of 361 Asset Management.
Hi, can you please comment on the trading density growth in Sandton City, excluding Checkers, since they kind of opened recently? Thanks.
Our trading density number is up until the end of September. Checkers opened in the last week of September, so we don't have enough information to strip it out. So when we report on our full year numbers, we'll have a better picture to report on. However, the Sandton trading density is in line with what we've been seeing there all year with our Checkers trading, and so we expect that to add to that.
The next question comes from Anton de Hoede of Coronation Fund Managers. Anton, your line is open. You can go ahead and ask a question.
Sorry about that. I've got two trading density questions. The first is Melrose Arch. If you can just elaborate on that growth number there and if it includes or excludes the Edgar space that is not there anymore. And then secondly, on the Eastgate trading density number, at times the line were a bit bad on the call, so if you could just elaborate as well on the negative trading density growth at Eastgate.
Melrose Arch trading density, Anton, is positively impacted by Edgar's not trading. Obviously, with them, had a very, very low trading density, and with them out of the mix, obviously the rest of the center overall then shows some improved growth. Also, there's been a lot of new tenants introduced, being Tiger, Schmoll. Mr. George has reopened. There's been a new tenant in the other restaurant that was vacant, and all that has added on for the trading density growth. The Eastgate, overall, Eastgate turnover is up positively. But as you know, the way we do our trading density in our portfolio that we manage is that we take like for like growth in a tenant that was trading there previous year to this year, and we still haven't had the full impact in September of the new stores that were trading in the old Statistics space. And then the Edgars stopped trading, I think at the end of May, and for the rest of the, you know, they were still now reconfiguring that store.
So whilst the trading in the half of the space is much better overall, there was a period of transition that affected this September update.
Okay, great. Thank you for that.
The next question comes from Moesha Nene of SBG Securities.
Hey, Amelia. Two quick questions. So you've said that you've now signed your hybrid lease agreements. Can you just tell us a bit more about that, more on when exactly it's happening, when it's going to take effect? And secondly, using your sign-up data, can you give us an idea of what the footfall changes were, particularly in Eastgate and Sandton?
So on the hotel lease agreements, they are effective 1 October, or they were effective 1 October, and we have already seen, or we will see the benefit of that already in the first 3 months since we entered into them. They are very much like the hospitality agreements, so 50% of the rental is a fixed rental, and then the other 50% is based on a turnover component. With an underpin, so that you could never go negative in the rental growth number. And clearly that for us was an important achievement because as the hotels were, if there was significant strain in the environment, we would have to carry a negative operating losses.
Yep.
We also renegotiated some of the fee structures to our benefit.
And then how long is that going to be in place?
How long is the leases?
Well, yeah, you changed the leases, so I just want to know, is this for the next 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, or is that like forever?
It's a 20-year lease.
20-year, okay, awesome.
And then your second question was on sign-up.
Yes.
So we have seen positive foot count growth in Sandton and Eastgate. In the other centers, we don't have enough data for a full year to compare.
Oh, sorry, Amelia, I missed that. I didn't hear your answer for Sandton and Eastgate.
It was seen positive growth in the number, albeit marginal. It has not been, you know, there's not been 5 and 10% growth in footfall.
Okay.
But we have seen some growth. In the other centers where the foot counters have not been there for a full year, we just have to wait to see that impact.
Okay. I just have one more question for Jose. What have you been seeing with regards to credit losses or arrears? Because I know you guys changed your policy recently.
Yeah, so we have seen a slight deterioration in the arrears book or in the aging of the arrears book. So, yeah, our provisions are ticking up as a consequence, but not to levels that alarm us as yet.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, just a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, you're welcome to press star and then one on your touchtone phone to place yourself in the question queue. The next question comes from Nessie Chetty of Stanlib.
Hi, Amelia, Jose. Just the line went a bit bad. I didn't get a question on the acknowledgement of debt with regard to, or arrears with regard to Hamleys. I mean, what is the quantum of arrears in Hamleys? And the second would be Forever 21. I mean, the exposure is small on a GLA basis, but I mean, they're a decent store size in Sandton City. Will you be looking to get a tenant at a similar, what kind of tenant would you look to get in there, and is it a similar rental level?
So I'll answer you the Forever 21 question first. So yes, they have a decent store over two levels. So the opportunity for us is to cut that store up into two. We already have a tenant that will be taking the upper floor. And the lower floor is in a very, very high foot traffic area on that bridge. So it's actually a great opportunity for us with getting something different in there with the work that we've been doing in Nelson Mandela Square over time. Hamleys, we have not disclosed in our pre-close what the actual number of the arrears is, but we've done a good deal to be able to, for us, get the financial benefit back of what we have invested in that store.
Ladies and gentlemen, just one final reminder. If you'd like to ask a question, you're welcome to press star and then one.
Amelia, just a question from my side. In terms of inorganic growth opportunities, is there anything that LTD is looking at in terms of any acquisitions or the like?
Yeah, so we have been talking to various parties in the market around single asset opportunities or even corporate activity. And to date, we haven't yet concluded anything. I think price expectations are still above the levels that we would be comfortable for where the assets are performing. But we continue to seek opportunity. We are open to discussion.
And then just, sorry, a second question. With a few counters sort of going in the direction of payout ratios, can we just get your thoughts on the topic?
It is an area that's quite topical at the moment. We don't think a blanket implementation of a payout ratio reduction across the sector is necessitated by the environment. Ultimately, if you are holding distributions back, you're holding it back for a specific purpose, either to reduce your debt or to catch up on maintenance that has perhaps fallen behind. In our portfolio, we are proud to say that our assets are well maintained. We probably spend a bit more than some of the others on maintaining our portfolio as a percentage of our income. And our gearing is extremely low. So we're not in a position where we need to, at this stage, consider reducing the payout.
Thank you. Judith, are there any other questions on the line?
There are no further questions on the line. Do you have any closing comments?
I'd just like to hand over to the media for the closing comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Pranita, and thank you, everybody. As we near the end of 2019 with the festive season all around us, the LTD team would like to thank you for your support in 2019 and wish you and your families a joyous and safe holiday season and a very prosperous 2020. We look forward to engaging with you in the new year. And we all look forward to 2020 being a little bit easier on all of us than 2019. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Liberty 2 Degrees, that concludes today's conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.